ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am the host of the show. Today, we are going to have an amazing conversation about stopping the push, stopping the pushing, and embracing, starting the flowing, getting out of this idea of this sort of resistance-based experience into a more flow experience. And we're going to dive into this pretty deeply because there's lots of levels and layers to this in understanding how contrast works, why it's important, but also why that shouldn't be the focus of our experience. Meaning, so we've sort of adopted this cultural idea that resistance and pushing is healthy and useful. And I'm hopefully over the course of our next time together over the next hour, we're going to be able to help you see that a little differently and to approach it differently so that you can begin to lose some of that resistance so that you can move more cleanly into creating those things that bring you joy and bring you happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction and all that good stuff. So we're going to do that right after we come back. And we'll be right back. All right. So before we get started, I want to talk about my book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. Here is a copy. The book is doing well. I'm thrilled, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of you out there that have purchased the book, that have enjoyed the book, that are enjoying the book. I would ask you to please go to where you ordered the book and leave your review. Let people know your experience of the book so that they too can find it, so that they the more reviews that I have, the more Amazon picks it up, the more people get to see it. So I appreciate you so much for purchasing. I appreciate you so much for diving into the material. And I appreciate you even more for sharing and for doing the reviews. This book is a powerful book. It's really about changing your relationship with fear. And what I know is that when you change your relationship with fear, it changes everything. So head over to www.fearisachoicebook.com where you can learn more about the book. You can order the book through the links there. You can watch video with a little more information about the book. And I hope you enjoy it and I hope you share your experience with it. I'd really love to hear about that. So as we carry on, next we're going to dive into the movement. I'll see you on the other side. All right, and now we're on to the next piece. So here we go. Oh, my buttons. My world is good. My world is good. This is the year of conscious creation, and I thank you for being a part of the show. And a part of this conscious creation process is really focusing our energies in a way that bring us together. We've spent a lot of time in separation. We've spent a lot of time in division, and it keeps being sort of propagated. And so my mission here with this movement is to let's get conscious. Let's create consciously. Let's focus our energy together. 7.5 billion to 8 billion unique worlds occupying this planet. Each of us individually creating our realities, creating the things in our world. And the reason that I say that is because no one else can live your life. No one else can create your life but you. So in this year of conscious creation, it's about shifting out of this whole concept of unconsciously living, not paying attention to the things that are important about how we create our lives. And so My World is Good is just a tiny focus into that. It gives us a universal energy to focus on. And the more of us that focus on that and generate that powerful field, the greater the opportunity to create a tipping point, to create a change in the kind of dark, divided energy that we've lived in for a long time. So My World is Good is wonderful because it's a very simple statement. It's a very neutral, positive statement, meaning it doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter your politics, it doesn't matter your color, your race, your creed, your sexual orientation. None of that matters. It's a human being sharing their world is good. And we're all human beings here on the planet. So bring your world together with my world and together with thousands and thousands upon thousands of other worlds. And let's harmonize through this energy of my world is good. And just feel your way into that. And it begins the process of conscious creation, because as you affirm it, as you speak, as you feel it, and then you speak it and you feel it some more, what happens is you begin, because your thoughts, feelings, and concepts are what create the perception in your world, that you begin to create a perception of my world is good. And that perception then is reflected back to you by the world that is unfolding and creating by your request. And you say, oh, that's nonsense. How can that be? There's so much crap in the world and so much yuck in the world and so much this in the world. And I say to you, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the world. But your perception is what you get reflected back to you. So if you're not attending to all of that, you're going to be attending to my world is good. And so your energy is coming from a different place. And that different place, that positive forward moving place, creates momentum just as much as the negative energy does. But it takes a little time because we've been so used to unconsciously negative programming. So let's shift that up a little bit. Let's go with it, right? My world is good. Work with me here. My world is good. My world is good. And your world is good too. Join the movement. Doesn't require an email, doesn't require your money, doesn't require anything but your time and your focus and your intention. So join us for this right now. My world is good. Make your world amazing because it already is, right? And now we're going to carry on with the show. We'll be back right after this minute. Gang, we are back. Welcome to the show. Stop pushing, start flowing. Let's talk about it. Let's dive into this in a big way. So the concept here is understanding that the mass consciousness, the entrainment that goes into the human experience kind of builds in this idea that life is hard. And it builds in this whole idea that life is a struggle and that we have to push and shove and use our energy and our process in a way that's all will-driven. It's all ego-driven. I got to get my slice. I got to get mine. You can't have yours. I need mine. And even if we take away the selfish aspect of it, there's still a sense of what's the word that I want? Not enoughness, as it were. A sense of, I can't believe I can't get the word. It's right here. But that not enoughness is a terrible place to source who we are, because it feeds everything. It that not enoughness filters into everything we do. And although we may not be conscious of it, the truth of the matter is when we feel in that not enoughness, what we then do is try to fight it. Because again, the messages that we get throughout our life is that if it's not right, fight. If it's not good, fight. So we get into fight mode. But the funny part about it is we're not fighting anything. We're fighting ourselves. So we set up a dynamic of not enoughness, and then we stay in not enoughness and feel inadequate, and then go to fight against the feeling of inadequate, which is sourcing from us, and wonder why we feel like we're in struggle all the time. And that's really the message of today. Stop pushing and start flowing. Because on the other side of that, when you surrender all of that push and all of that fight, there is a natural flow that exists in our world. we live in this organic, amazing, on this organic, amazing planet that is filled with every kind of nature and animal and everything you could think of that is living in harmony and balance, except for the humans. We're supposed to be at the top of the food chain, the top of the pinnacle because of our rational ability, because of our cognitive ability, right? And what it's done is it's separated us from nature. So we're now no longer in flow. We're in this radical, brain-fueled, egocentric focus that is about, I'm the most important, I'm the best, I'm the right race, I'm the right religion, I'm the right politics. All this nonsense that has nothing to do with flow and everything to do with control and push and fight. So in order to dive into this, I want to take a moment like we do with every show. We're going to shift here. We're going to go to a moment of focus before we really dive in deeper. And I like to do this because once we get the concept flowing amongst all of us, I love that the idea of where two or more are gathered, meaning as we bring our energy together, focused in the same area, in the same place, it amplifies the field and we get to dive deeper. We get to tap into deeper concepts and more information and ideas that I think really speak to all of you out there that are listening. And so my hope in this is that as we go through this moment of focus, it brings us all in alignment into this topic. And then through that, we can touch onto some incredible and amazing things. So take a deep breath with me right now. Deep breath and just breathe it out of your mouth. So from here, we're going to inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth, okay? And I just want you to take a couple deep breaths and settle into wherever you are. In through the nose and out from the mouth. And again, taking that breath, expanding your whole being in through the nose. And out through the mouth and just surrendering anything that's lingering, just kind of letting yourself get present in this moment as we talk about surrendering the push. Nothing to force here, nothing to grind, nothing to intensify, just going with the flow, following my words and the energy, and following the flow of this process. And gently close your eyes. Of course, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes unless you're parked or something. But just find that place and your eyes are closed. Find your center. Bring your awareness into your heart space. And I want you to become aware of your field. You say, what is my field? Well, your field is the energy that's all around you. And if you quiet yourself and just feel, you will have an experience of what's happening around your body. And it goes out for quite a ways. It's quite extensive. But I just want you to become aware of it to whatever degree you can become aware of it in this moment right now. And just feel it. Just feel your way into it. And I want you to notice as you're feeling into your field, you're going to feel areas that are denser than others. You're going to feel, and some may experience it differently. Sometimes it sits as a picture or a block of energy or a dark spot. Or just a densification in a particular area that kind of creates a distortion. Just notice whatever way it shows up for you, because we all experience this stuff, but we interpret it through our minds differently, because our physiological, our human experience on the planet gives us a different perspective and feel for things. So our perspective is uniquely ours. So allow that perspective to inform you about what's happening in your field. And let that awareness just permeate your consciousness. Notice how much stuff is in your energy. And there's always stuff there. But the stuff that densifies, the sticky stuff, the stuff that's tough to deal with is the stuff that we've chosen to hold on to. It's the stuff we've grabbed a hold of in our field, whether it's because it's triggered us emotionally, because we think if we don't hold on to it, it'll leave and we'll never have it again. There's a lot of reasons why we might hold on to energies. But what I want you to do in this moment, right here, right now, is as you're focused into your heart, I want you to command your field into your body. I want you to bring the entirety of your field into the center of your heart. And however that looks or feels, you know, if you need to move your body around a little and open up, that's okay. But just feel that as you're breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, feeling that focus. Bring that energy into your heart space, because what I want you to experience now is the inside of you. I want you to just explore. Let that consciousness roam around the inside of your head, behind your eyes, all around your brain. Go into your brain. This is your physical vessel. Your consciousness can explore it at will. Become aware of what happens inside of your physical body. Become in relationship with this amazing, magnificent vessel that's carrying the consciousness that is you. Feel your way through as you feel, let the consciousness move, move your head, feel this top of the spine where the brainstem is connecting to the spinal cord and going down through your neck, and feeling all those nerves that are reaching out through your body to key points in your body. As you travel down your spine, feeling the vertebra and the space between them, as you feel the fluid in the spinal cord and you feel the cord itself and all the nerves that are branching off of the spine. And then allow yourself to go through your torso and become aware of your physical body internally. All of the organs, the blood vessels, the blood, the fluid, the cells, the bone, the tissue, all of it. Just be aware of it. Feel your way through it. It's an incredible experience to be on the inside of your body in a conscious way. As you're exploring, as you go down through your hips and your thighs and legs and feet and arms and everything, as you're filling out your internal experience with your consciousness, if you find things that are create discomfort, just gently focus into that space. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you release it from the mouth, let that energy dissipate. Let it go. Let it dissipate. Let it be done. It's energy. It's energy you've placed in the space. It's energy that you have taken on somewhere along the way, consciously or unconsciously. So you have the ability to shift it and move it. And now focusing even more intently, bring all of that awareness into the center of your heart, this big, beautiful orb of pure love that is just radiating from you, from that spark of the divine that is you, radiating that amazing, pure love illuminated by the light of loving kindness. And feel yourself in that orb of energy, but focusing into the breath. We're now going to focus into breath, because breath is the foundation of our experience. Breath is what helps us to become more conscious. It's what helps us to set a foundation for how we approach our energy. Because breath is chi, it's life force, it's prana. It is the vital energy that brings aliveness to all of the cells in your body. So when you learn to manage breath, you learn to manage energy. And when you learn to manage energy, you begin to have a sense of alignment, that sense of alignment and connection that allows for you to move through life in a flow state instead of a push state. Nowhere in here do you need to push. You're just allowing and flowing. And so we're going to breathe in to a count of four, and you're going to fill completely. I want 360 degree expansion as you breathe up to a count of four. And then at the top, you're going to rest and you're going to relax your shoulders and your body, and you're going to stay in fullness for just a moment. And then you're going to purge and release from the mouth. And you're going to purge to a count of six, because we want to pull all of the old energy and stale air out of the lower part of the lungs, getting those lungs ready for the next powerful breath that's coming through. And allow that to unfold in you. And then when we reach the bottom, you're going to rest in the emptiness for just a moment, in that void space that is so remarkably powerful. The cup empty and the cup full. So let's begin as we focus that breath, keeping your attention into the heart space and expanding that gorgeous orb of love illuminated by the light of loving kindness. As you inhale, 2, 3, 4, feeling that amazing fullness, feeling that satisfaction and relaxation. And then you release from the mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, pushing all that air out, 6. And then we rest in the void, rest in the void. And notice I said pushing that air out. Allow the air to leave, move the air, move the old energy, moving. Everything is moving, energy is moving. As we inhale, 2, three, four, feeling full, feeling amazing, feeling full, and then releasing two, three, four, five, six, and resting in the void once again, and picking it up one more time, inhaling, two, three, four, feeling that beautiful expansive feeling, and then releasing and purging, two, three, four, five, six, and completely surrendering to that emptiness, complete surrender to the void. And I want you now to continue the rhythm on your own for another couple cycles. Inhaling, feeling that breath. Where is the breath? How is it experienced in your body? Feel the fullness of that breath as you take it to the top and just rest in it, feeling completely relaxed and full. And then allow it to go. Surrender it, because it's all recreated. Every moment is new. Every moment is fresh. So that breath is going, and you're taking with it any energy that doesn't serve you. As you reach the bottom and you sit in the emptiness, you sit in the void, waiting for what's next. And then you engage the lungs again, and you continue, and you breathe. And as you breathe, I want you to take these words in. Hear the words that I'm going to speak to you. Just take them in. Let them run over you as you use this breath to stimulate the aliveness and power throughout your body. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, I expand, I engage. I am. And just allow yourself now to complete the cycle that you're in. And as you do, allow your energy to move back outside of your body. Allow the consciousness to expand once again. Just naturally allow the field to grow out again, taking all of that amazing, amazing love and illuminated by the light of loving kindness. Feel that as it moves out into the world, because anyone you engage with will get to taste that energy, will get to experience that powerful energy. And allow your consciousness now to come back into this space, into this conversation. And let's move forward as we talk more about releasing the pushing and finding the flow. So resistance is everywhere, right? It's a part of the energetic experience. I believe, you know, if you think about physics or quantum physics, there are things that create resistance and things that create harmony and things that create alignment. Resistance is a natural part of the universe in some sense. It's that thing that helps us clarify. But I want to take resistance to a different place. I want to change our perception of that if we can. In the law of attraction, they talk about contrast. And I like contrast a much better thought process than resistance. Contrast can become resistance if we do not remain conscious in the contrast. So what is this contrast thing? So this is that idea that we're always striving to understand more of what we want. We want to know how, what we want to feel, what we want to create, the kind of life we want to have. And oftentimes, and in many cases, we may not be clear about that. Or we may be struggling because we think we're clear, but in our effort to get there, we're not getting there. And so the contrast becomes sort of this little bit of a rub. It's a rub that helps us to identify what we don't want. And you say, well, that's weird. Why would I do that? Well, it seems to be part of the human experience is that it's much more challenging to understand what we want as opposed to understanding what we don't want as a starting point. So the rub happens and we're like, well, this doesn't feel comfortable. I know I don't like that. Right. And this is uncomfortable. I don't want that. And this is uncomfortable still. I don't want to do that. And then something changes, because as you recognize the parts that you may have been holding on to in your resistance, as you surrender those, you create space now for that which is truly what you desire. And in my experience, those desires are much grander than I want a new car, I want a new house, I want a new relationship. And all of those things are important in their own right. I'm not diminishing them. But understand that those things are specific to the physical reality. And so because they're specific to the physical reality, the creation of them still requires us to break down the things that are between us and it. Because see, the desire for that new car, the desire for that house is more about the feeling that it's going to create in the having of it. And the interesting part is that when you get so fine-tuned into the thing that you want, there's nothing wrong with that. But understand that if you fine-tune into something that is in opposition in some way to your perception or belief system, you're going to have to change that in order to get to the thing that you're so specifically wanting. And sometimes that's harder to do than being more general about what you desire. And let me give you an example. So a few years back, I Michael can tell you, I talked about Mini Coopers for years. I wanted a Mini Cooper so bad. I thought those were the coolest looking cars ever. I loved the feel of it. I loved the look of it. It seemed zippy. It seemed cool. And I just kind of, you know, I kept envisioning this Mini Cooper. And over time, I would hear different things about, you know, the maintenance of them and the road noise and, you know, things that didn't feel very good. But then the price tag was also kind of crazy for the thing that it was. But I thought, you know what, this is what I want. I'm focused into this. This is what I'm going to keep my focus in. This is what I'm going to keep my clarity in, because this is what I want. And I did that for probably over a year, where I kept that focus and that intensity about this Mini Cooper. And everywhere I went, I would see them and I'd want them. And then over time, it became a struggle. Because over time, I wasn't able to align to that thing because there was something in it that wasn't satisfying to me, that wasn't truly what I wanted to be. So I decided to go a little more neutral. I decided to step back just a little bit. I still wanted a new car. I still wanted this vehicle that was going to feel really good to me, right? So what did I do? I chose instead to just be more open to potential. And so I went out car shopping. And it was time. I really needed to buy a car. So I went to the dealership and we're wandering around and I tried this car and I tried that car and I tried the Cooper and I wasn't feeling it. It wasn't working for me. I wasn't happy with it. And I kept thinking, okay, there's something here for me. I know there is. And I look down the lane of cars and all the way at the very end of the lane of cars, I see a car that I see the grill for that I've never experienced before. Never saw it before. Didn't know what it was. I'm like, that looks really cool. So I'm interested, I'm intrigued. So I start walking down the lane and I get to the car and I see this car and it happens to be a Ford Fusion. Never seen one before that I was aware of. And I looked in the car and the inside was everything I could have imagined for me on the inside of the car, right? I was so excited about this car. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I get in the car, I take the car for a drive and it was my car. As soon as I sat in the seat of the car, it wrapped itself around me and I went, this is my car. And everywhere I looked in the car stimulated me. Everywhere I looked in the car brought this sensation, this feeling of, this is cool. This is me. This is awesome. And I went in, I had test driven the car. I went in, I had come in with financing available already. And so I was able to go in and do this. They came back to me. Not only did I get the car, I got it at a percentage, I got the loan at a percentage like 5 points less than I thought I was going to get. The price was right for the monthly payment. I was in and out of that experience in under 2 hours. I've never bought a car in less than 2 hours ever that I can remember. It was the best car experience I'd ever had. But the change there, and I'm sorry they got long-winded, but the whole change in that was because I surrendered the intense focus and just said, okay, I want something, I want what I want, but I want, the feeling is what I want. And that's what my new car gave me, was all of the feels. It satisfied me in ways that I didn't even realize I wasn't being satisfied with what I was looking at before. And I in no way felt cheated. I in no way felt like I didn't get what I wanted. I felt like I got more than I wanted. I felt like what I got was even better than I wanted. And that's really the point here, is understanding how the contrast works, understanding how it helps us to eliminate the things we don't want, but to create a space for understanding that what we're ultimately looking for is the experience. And I could give you story after story after story of those types of experiences over the course of my life, where I started at one point thinking that's what I wanted. But then when I started to try to align to that thing, it was rubbing me the wrong way. It wasn't allowing me. I couldn't find the alignment to get me to that, because the things that I had in my experience, the things that I have in my consciousness, the resistances or the beliefs or the perceptions somehow interfered with the ultimate destination, because they were coming from two different places, right? One's coming from this will-driven place. Another is coming from this place of flow and allowing for the best possible opportunity for me. It's going to provide the greatest satisfaction for me, because it's my life and my world. I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel all of that. So that kind of experience then becomes, that's when they talk about the journey, right? The journey is getting from an unaligned place to an aligned place. The journey is, here I have this desire and it's here where I don't even know how to get there from here. So I'm going to find the flow in myself that's going to help me navigate this through the least obstacles possible, so that I can get to where I want to go. And part of what's required in that is surrender. Because we have to surrender the things that we may not even know are there, because we haven't been conscious of them. So the process of getting from point A to point B is, that's what it is. You're illuminating anything that might be in the way of you getting to where you are, so that you can consciously determine whether that serves or doesn't serve your end result. And then if you're consciously choosing it, just like we did in the meditation, you focus your energy gently into that space, you breathe, you move on, you change, you shift. What an extraordinary thing that you do. What an extraordinary ability. But it's in recognizing that ultimately things that we desire are about the feeling that it will create, not the object that you're going to see. Because once you get that house, say, And houses are amazing. I'm going through the same process with myself about whether to purchase a house or not purchase a house. And so I'm finding my alignment in this. And it's interesting, because when I surrender the idea of having to own a home and I start to think about, what does that bring me? What is that end result? Well, the end result is I want to have an experience of a space that satisfies me, that fills me, that supports me, that is my safe place. And I have that where I am here in Colorado. We live in an amazing apartment. It's not a giant house, but it has everything we want in the way of connection, in the way of love, in the way of friendship, in the way of community, in the way of a place that I like to be, a view that I like to have. Everything about it satisfies. And I go, well, if I'm satisfied, why am I fussing about a new place to live? Why do I need a new place to live? Right now, I may not need a new place to live. So I'm going to allow myself to feel into that. I'm just going to allow myself to feel around in this experience for a while longer, because what I recognize is right now, I don't have an alignment with buy a house. I have a desire. But is that desire ultimately going to serve me and my life process? I don't know yet. So I'm going to explore that relationship. But here's the thing. That's why it changes from unconscious to conscious. I'm going to choose to explore this alignment consciously. So I've driven around. I've looked at homes. I've looked at many. And I will drive up and go, oh, that's way too much work. Or I'll go over and I'll drive past one, you know, and be like, yeah, this area doesn't feel good. You know, and it's not enough yard. I need more of this. I need more of that, or whatever. It's not there yet. So I'm sifting and sorting. I'm running in the contrast. I'm finding those places that rub a little bit and saying, yeah, no, I don't care for that. And I don't know that I need to have all that. I live in a place right now where everything is taken care of because I pay rent. So I don't have to fix things. Somebody else fixed things. That's very satisfying to me. It may not be satisfying to you. You may want to have an experience where you're getting into all that. So it'll be easier for you to align in that process. So again, the difference between push and flow. Push says, I have to own a home. I'm 56 years old. I should own a home. This is the way it's supposed to be. I've worked my life to this point. I want a home with X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 blah. And again, nothing wrong with having that thought, having that feeling, having that want, but it may not be the ultimate desire. So I have the choice in that moment. Am I going to push my way to the end result? Okay, I've got the money. I can get the loan. I can do the thing. I can do the this. And I can force myself into that position. But to what end? Where if I allow the flow, if I run the flow is simply the natural movement of my energy in the environment, in the world. It's a natural flow of energy that when I'm in it, always guides me to the next best thing, to the next right thing, to the next fulfilling thing. But again, it requires conscious attention. It requires us to stop and get quiet, to get clear, to allow all of the debris and the noise to settle down so that you can focus into that desire and then begin to align into that desire and then see what unfolds. Because as you do it, you're going to find over time, as you do it more often, you're going to become much clearer, much quicker, and you'll be able to release the things that don't serve you and move on. So they don't become clumps in your energy field because you think you're a failure, or they don't become clumps in your energy because you don't think you are enough to create the thing you want. That is a flawed premise, people. It's a flawed premise based on this, based on a mind that's been trained differently. And so that's why we do these shows. That's why we do this stuff, because we want you to take it to a different level altogether. So resistance is everywhere, and it is still futile. I just love that thought, because it is futile to be in resistance as a state of being. You will never find happiness there. You will never find alignment there. You will never find joy there. So why play there? Resistance can be a part of the experience, right? The contrast, but it's not where you live. It's part of the sifting and sorting process of finding the desire or finding the alignment. And out of that, you're going to discover whether you're truly there or not there. And I was focusing on specific items like cars and houses, because a lot of us do that. And I've seen through the law of attraction, many people go there about the physical things. And what I really truly believe is it's not about the physical things. It's about what those physical things will, how you will feel about yourself and your ability and who you are. If I have a pretty car and I had this car, it reflects me and I look successful and I look beautiful and I look powerful and I look wow. And again, all of those things are wonderful to feel, but remember where they're coming from, because if they're driven from that ego-based perspective, they're going to be far less satisfying and for a far shorter time. And you will have had to force your way into that experience, which already diminishes it. You know, when I was sharing with you about my car, I have never had a bad moment with my car. It's been the most extraordinary vehicle I've ever owned. I am at 275,000 miles on my car, and the car looks beautiful because I took care of it, because it reflects my feeling. I want anybody to get in my car to feel that way. And they do. It's incredible, because that's what happens when you're in flow. You exude the joy and the satisfaction, and people experience it with you. All right, guys, I'm going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to carry on this amazing conversation. And but for a minute, we're going to talk about the science of transformation. So we'll be right back. All right, we're back, and I'm making things in the way. So here we go. Are you ready? I'm a mess today, am I? Let's just do it this way. Are you ready to be free from the limitations of fear, anxiety, depression? Are you ready to reclaim your energy from feeling lost or powerless, maybe even purposeless? Do you feel overwhelmed by your relationship with fear? Did you know that the power to transform every aspect of your experience is within you? That's about the science of transformation. Stay tuned here. I'm going to play a quick commercial for you.
The Science of Transformation Method. And I can't tell you the difference that it's made in my life.
This program is all about you coming into the greatest form of you. Right on. Thank you, Lauren Michaels Harris, for that amazing commercial. So the science transformation, this is about tapping into your greatest potential, exploring all the possibilities of you, experiencing everything you desire, changing, evolving, and coming into a deep clarity about all of it. It's about becoming not just the best version of yourself, but the highest potential version of yourself, becoming who you truly are and who you were meant to be. www.thesciencetransformation.com. Check out the website. I offer an introductory package. You can experience the first two sessions for a discounted price. It's an amazing process, but it gives you the chance to experience it yourself. I do this in person or remotely. I've worked with people all over the world. It's an incredible program, and it does create massive, massive change in your world. Lots of powerful transformation. So check it out, www.thescienceoftransformation.com. Very cool. All right, and we're back. So we're talking about stop pushing, start flowing. And so part of this flow process is it comes about because we begin to observe again the natural world. So let me reel back a second. So part of getting aligned from this resistance space to the more opportunity space or to this flow space comes by getting quiet. It comes by quieting the mind, quieting the energy. That can be done through meditation, through yoga, through whatever form you use to bring yourself into really true alignment with the deepest part of yourself. But when you do that, and when you do that on a regular basis, and you start to operate from that place of connection, you begin to see and observe in the natural world the amazing splendor that exists there just all the time. You begin to see things that you never saw before, have relations and connections to animals, to plants, to everything, because you begin to experience the aliveness of all of it. And you begin to feel that natural order as you go. I mean, being here in Colorado is extraordinary because I walk out my door and walk up a mountain, and I can go, you know, drive 20 minutes and literally be completely lost in the mountains. But the thing that I always experience is a sense of awe, because there are no two places that are the same. And every place has this offering of beauty and harmony and naturalness and just extraordinary beauty that just everywhere, from the color of the sky contrasting the lights to the way the sun shines through the trees. I mean, we drive up through the canyon on a regular basis, and every time it's different because we're never there at the exact same moment every time. And even if we are, the sun's in a different place every single time. So the colors and the reflections and it's just breathtaking. And you'd think I'd only lived here for a day. But that's the way, what begins to happen when you step out of that fight place, that pushing, fighting, drilling place, and get into that flow place. You begin to observe the natural world, and you begin to flow into that natural world. Going and sitting by a natural creek and listening to the water as you observe everything around you is the most grounding, satisfying, and fulfilling experience ever in my world. Some people get that sitting on a beach. I can get that sitting on a beach as well. I just happen to prefer mountains to the beach, but that's just me. That's me and the perceptions that I've had in my world, right? So observing the natural world is a great place to start to find your flow. And then, like everything, it's a feeling process. So you begin to feel your way into your world. So you stop organizing and structuring and demanding your world, and you start to open and surrender to the potential and opportunities that you don't even know you have because you've been so limited in your perception, because you've been driving the ego bus. You've been driving this vision of what you think you must have. Do you see how limiting this is? This is a limited perspective. I have my hands, for those of you who are only listening, I have my hands kind of around my, creating this very limited scope of perception. But when you go into flow, you release that. You release any of that resistance, and now you have access to unlimited potential. Potential that you don't even know exists, because our limited senses can't even begin to process all that's going on in our favor right now. All that's going on as a result of our perception and our thoughts and our feelings, and how it's informing every choice we make. Isn't it extraordinary that we are living in a world where no two people will see things in exactly the same way? They'll see them in similar ways. But when you break down the perception, the source of the perception is completely different in every human being, even if you're observing the same incident at the same time. So connecting to that natural world and striving for that is incredible and important and necessary to going there, right? To going to that place of flow. So I want to change this paradigm of struggle and resistance. I want to change the idea that we have to grind it out. You know, I'm finding now in my life, particularly with all the things going on, you know, I mean, I've written a book, I've produced a book, I produce a show twice a week, I produce a podcast, I have a program, all of these things, and it seems like it's a lot. But the amazing thing is that when I allow the flow of it, when I just simply be with the flow of what I already know has to happen, then things unfold for me in a spectacular fashion, and I can accomplish things easily and quickly and soundly, because I'm fully present in what I'm doing. I'm not forcing my way through and going, I gotta get through this, I gotta get this, I gotta get this done, I gotta get that done. I don't go there. I don't go there ever, because there's no reason to go there. There's no reason to add struggle and resistance to my process. No reason. It's enough that I can observe when I do that, because that's all coming from the subconscious. But let's understand this real quick. So the mind is always trying to do what it thinks you want it to do, right? The ego is in total support of who you are from the human perspective. So when you have a thought or an idea or a feeling that has been colored by emotion and perception over the course of your life and belief systems, it's going to go into the warehouse of your subconscious, and it's going to bring forward things that it thinks are going to support you in what you think you want. And so you want to be conscious of those, because most of us just go, oh, boom, that's what I got to do. But what's true about that is that you're in a training process. You're in a retraining process when you are shifting out of that into flow. And that retraining process requires a conscious interaction with the mind. And so you become aware of the push of the mind and the ego. You become aware of the fight in the mind and the ego that's providing you all this information from your subconscious, from experiences that you've had that are telling you this is why you need to do this in the context of time and space reality, which is a very, very small part of the entirety of our perception and our ability to perceive. So when you start to loosen that up, right? When you start to relax and stop focusing on that pushing, you allow for your own natural ebb and flow of energy, because see, you still know you have a deadline. You still know, I still have a show at 5:00. I know I have to get this done. I know I have these things that I want to accomplish, because they're a part of a flow that keeps the momentum and energy moving forward. But what we neglect a lot of times is a part of it, again, if you're observing nature, nature does not run continuously, nonstop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, pushing and shoving its way around. It moves in flow. It moves in non-resistant flow. It's simply in a state of allowing and unfolding to take place. That's what we get to do. And we think, because we have cognitive ability and a rational mind, that that's not the correct way to go. And I'm here to tell you that it is the way to go. Because this will never get you ultimately where you want to go. It won't. I mean, look at the world, guys. Look at all of the people out there who have grinded their way to a level of success, and they get there and go, the hell's this? I'm alone. I'm unhappy. I'm not satisfied with what I have, but I don't understand because it's what I wanted. And I say to you, no, it's not what you wanted. It's what you thought you wanted. And it's certainly not what you desired, right? It's not what you ultimately desired. You desired the feeling of success, but you couldn't allow yourself the feeling because you didn't take the time to get conscious of what that meant for you, truly. You focused into the success as an outcome because it's what you were trained to believe was the place to go. But success for each of us is different. That's why we're all so unique, right? So changing the paradigm of struggle and resistance is not an easy one, and it takes time and focus. And it's okay, because every time you do it, you strengthen that muscle, you build momentum in that direction, but you also build consciousness in that direction. So your energy, your vibration begins to raise, your consciousness begins to expand a little bit more. You create room and space for things that you don't know are there because your five senses can't experience them, but your energy can, your consciousness can. So it's recognizing that strange duality that exists within us. And ultimately that dance is about learning how to bring all that resistant energy, that ego-focused lifestyle, so that the ego becomes the consciousness that simply runs the body, the consciousness that supports your body staying on the planet while you align with the all of you that has desire after desire of experience that wants to unfold and is willing to flow into those experiences gracefully and naturally. Isn't that doesn't it sound better? I mean, to me it does. It just feels better. It feels more incredible. It feels more extraordinary because it is. It's a place of great joy and great satisfaction. And when you can feel deep satisfaction every single day, holy crap, what a change in your life. You know, for years I've been doing the Science of Transformation program. And one of the things that I would do when I would present the program is we would do an exercise in helping people to experience the best day of their life. Because I want you to understand where you can go in reality in this lifetime is that experience of the thing that was the greatest day of your life, according to you. And I was always extraordinarily amazed that it was almost without fail that you might have 1% of the people who had experienced it recently within a week or 2 weeks or a month. But most of the people that I would talk to had not experienced that feeling in their life in a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades. One incident of an experience of absolute joy one time in 20 years. Take that in. You should have them multiple times every day, at least one time a day. And how you get there from here is to stop resisting and start flowing. So find those things that help you to calm your energy. Find those things that help you to settle into your rhythm and begin to lose the things that don't serve you. If you are doing anything that is not aligned with who you are creating resistance. So it's important to understand the who of who you are, the I am of who you are, so that there's lots of things in the world that may not be great to do. You know, I'll talk about our dog Tucker. I resisted getting a dog for a long time, and I mean resisted because in my world, in my perception, especially at the time we were living in San Diego, we lived in a wonderful place, but it was an apartment building. And I got from my patio, I would watch the dog parade all day long. And those people came out 3, 4, 5 times a day with their dogs all day long. They're having to take their dogs out of the complex in order to do whatever they want to do with their dog and take them out and go to the bathroom, etc. And so I was resistant because Michael really wanted a dog. And I said, I'm not saying I don't want a dog. I want a dog in the right environment. I want to feel comfortable in that environment that we can enjoy the dog. I don't want to be locked into being a dog manager 24/7. I want it to be different. I don't want that experience. I don't want to be an apartment dog. And so here we are in Colorado. We live in a beautiful place. And the great thing about this apartment where we are is you open the door, you go downstairs, and it's a big grass lawn area. And the dog park is right, big dog park right at the top of the hill. And just beyond that is Green Mountain, like literally just beyond that. So there's tons of options for what we can do with Tucker. But I'd always said to Michael about it, I said, I'm perfectly willing. And I know that when our animal shows up, we'll know it. And it'll be that simple. It'll be the choiceless choice. And so we allowed that flow to take place. And that flow happened in this fashion. I saw the dog. I saw Tucker on TV. He was here in Colorado. They do these little segments where the during the weather, they have the Humane Society bring in puppies, you know, cute puppies that are ready to be adopted to get people to come out and adopt dogs. So this was in July. I saw Tucker on the TV. He was adorable. He was 6 months old. Absolutely spectacular looking dog. And my first thought was, he'll be gone in a minute. There's no point even worrying about that. But what I did get from that, because I was open to the experience, was the name of a shelter that I didn't know existed in the mountains. And I thought, oh, how exciting is that? That means possibly a hardier dog. That means possibly a more mountain dog, because we wanted a dog that could go on trails with us, that we could take out in the world, that we wouldn't need to always have on leash. All those kinds of things, you know, that the dog could live a dog life, right? And so what happened was 3 months later, I had opened a tab for this facility on my iPad, and I left it there. So that's what kind of what I do, a little tickler. I leave those things and I let them sit for a while until if it's been a time that I've never even paid attention to it, then I release it because I know I'm not really interested. So flash forward to Labor Day weekend. I say to Michael, this is a perfect time. Why don't we take a drive up and see what's happening at Charlie's place and see what the dogs look like? No promises. Let's just see what happens. And we did. And we met Tucker. And I knew in a minute, because as soon as Michael and Tucker met each other, they were bonding. It was incredible. As we left, because it was the weekend, they want you to sit, you know, there's a process, you have to fill out the paperwork. So we did our stuff, and it was going to be 2 or 3 days before we'd hear if we could get the dog. And they check you with the people with the complex to make sure it's okay to have the dog and all that good stuff. And those 3 days were nothing but planning our life with Tucker. Not forcing it, not pushing it. It was just suddenly, it was all about Tucker. And we were both overjoyed and excited and thrilled and a little nervous. But he was our dog. We knew it. When we went back to pick him up, we'd been with him one time. We went back to pick him up. As soon as we got there and he saw us, he lost his mind. He was like, oh my God, you came back for me. You're here. You really came. Oh my gosh. And he has been nothing short of spectacular in dog stuff. But I expect nothing less. Because I know when I trust the flow, it's going to be so much better than I ever even imagined. When I trust the flow, the things that I wanted to grouse about really don't matter anymore. I go out with Tucker 5 and 6 times a day when Michael's at work. I don't care. It's actually amazing because it gets me out of the house. I get to go on walks. I get to exercise with Tucker. I get to go wander around the mountains with Tucker. I get to do, and notice what I kept saying, I get to. The very thing that I wouldn't allow the dog, that I wouldn't get us a dog for, I get to do now. How amazing is that? How deeply satisfying is that? It sounds like a goofy story, but people, I got to tell you, the feeling of it just continues to blow my mind every time I look at him. We've had him for 2 years. He's extraordinary, amazing. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. So those are some of the benefits. Those are some of the powerful ways that shifting out of that pushing place into that flow place is going to change everything about your world. Stop pushing. Start flowing. Start finding ways to get quiet. Start finding ways to get in touch with what is it that I really want? When I say I want that, what is it that I really want? What experience am I hoping is going to come from having that? If the experience is less than who I am, it's not going to feel good. It's not going to feel satisfying. So again, it's always about you can have everything you want, but can you align with everything you want? Do you understand who you are enough to be able to be conscious of the process of alignment so that you are totally dialed in to what's happening and what's showing up, so that you know what to adjust and how to move through this process to align to that ultimate desire. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for listening to me. And I hope that somewhere in this hour, you found something that stimulates your curiosity, that stimulates your joy, that opens you up to more potential and possibility. I'm grateful for you for being here. Please like and subscribe wherever you see us. Share this with your friends. This comes out as a podcast as well. But ultimately, I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate your love and support. I appreciate the upliftment I feel getting to share these things and talk with you guys and getting to see the response that you create as a result. And sometimes I even get to see what you create as a result, and that's even more spectacular. So have an amazing weekend. Thank you for being part of the show, and we'll see you next time on Adventures in Truth. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thesciencetransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.